Most people think bankruptcies are impossible to remove from credit reports, but they're not. If you know how to use factual disputes and the right consumer laws, you can legally challenge and delete bankruptcies from a credit report without breaking any rules.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
Bankruptcies are public records. Specifically, they're legal filings made in federal bankruptcy court. They don't originate with creditors and they aren't reported like collections or charge-offs. They're pulled from public court records and then reported by third-party data vendors like Pacer to the credit bureaus. That alone opens up a multitude of opportunities to challenge the accuracy, legality, and reporting of the record. So let's talk about the legal framework that gives you leverage to challenge a bankruptcy. First, we have the FCRA, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 611 gives you the right to dispute inaccurate, incomplete, or unverifiable information. Section 607B states that all data must be reported with maximum possible accuracy. Section 623 says that furnishers of information, including third-party vendors, must ensure accurate and verifiable data. Next, we have FACTA, the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act. It gives consumers the right to a clear and accurate credit file and the ability to challenge errors in public record reporting. Your job is not to challenge whether the bankruptcy happened, but whether the credit bureaus can legally prove the way they're reporting it is accurate, complete, and verifiable. So let's talk about why bankruptcies are often reported inaccurately. This is where most people miss the mark. Here are some of the most common violations and inaccuracies when it comes to how bankruptcies are reported. First, no source listed. Credit bureaus don't get bankruptcy data directly from the courts. They buy it from third-party vendors. If there's no source listed or it says verify through public record with no name or contact, that's unverifiable. Second, inaccurate filing dates. The filing date, discharge date, and status must be accurate across all bureaus. If even one bureau shows the wrong information, that's a violation of Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 607B. Third, missing or incomplete case numbers. The full case number should be available in the report if it is used as verification. No case number equals unverifiable data. Fourth, inconsistent info across the bureaus. If Experian reports a different filing or discharge date than TransUnion and Equifax, it's not consistent or accurate. That gives you grounds to challenge all of them. Fifth, incomplete status reporting. Some bankruptcies are shown as dismissed, but are still listed as active or discharged, but without the discharge date. This is incomplete reporting and violates Fair Credit Reporting Act standards. Now, here's a step-by-step dispute strategy for bankruptcies. Step one, pull all three reports and compare. Identify discrepancies in reporting between the bureaus. Look for mismatches in dates, missing information, status issues, or incomplete fields. Step two, file a factual dispute with the bureaus. Draft a custom dispute letter for each bureau highlighting specific factual errors. Use language like the bankruptcy listed under public records does not include a source or verification method. Under FCRA Section 607B, all data must be verifiable and accurately sourced. You can also say the discharge date reported on this record is inconsistent with other bureau reports. This violates FCRA requirements for maximum possible accuracy. Another dispute reason could be no case number is listed. Please verify the source of this data or remove it from my credit report immediately. Step three, mail all disputes. Include proof of discrepancies if available, sent to each bureau individually, clearly referencing the public record line item. And fourth, monitor responses closely. Bureaus have 30 days to respond under FCRA Section 611. If they verify without naming a source or the reporting remains inaccurate, that becomes grounds for escalation. So here's when escalating the dispute could come handy. If the bureaus respond with verified, but do not provide the actual source, or if they fail to correct errors you pointed out, here's what to do next. You can file a complaint with the CFPB. Report that the bureau is reporting unverifiable or inconsistent public record data. Include screenshots or copies of the reports showing the discrepancies. You can also send a second level dispute. Reference your original dispute and include stronger legal citations like Fair Credit Reporting Act Section 611 and 623. Clearly demand that they provide the source or delete the inaccurate data. Third, you can include a statement of inaccuracy. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, you're allowed to include a consumer statement with your report if a dispute is unresolved. Now, this is not going to remove the item, but it can become a strategic pressure move during your escalation steps. You can also file a notice of intent to litigate. If the record is clearly false or unverifiable, you can notify the Bureau of your intent to pursue legal action. This often results in deletion rather than them wanting to deal with legal liability. Now, here's what not to do. Let's be clear. Don't challenge a bankruptcy as not mine unless it actually isn't yours. This isn't about lying or trying to game the system. This strategy is about holding the credit bureaus accountable to the law. If they can't verify the data properly or if the way they report it is flawed, they have to delete it. That's your leverage. Here are some key takeaways. Bankruptcies are public records, but that doesn't mean they can't be challenged and disputed. Use the Fair Credit Reporting Act to demand maximum accuracy and full verifiability. Challenge inconsistencies, missing data, or an unverifiable reporting. Dispute with specifics, escalate with documentation, and use the law as your framework. Now, if you want to learn how to remove negative items the right way using the law, not just templates or guesswork, this is exactly what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. You'll also learn how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, automate your business, and get real results with high-level dispute strategies like this one. Simply click the link below or around this video to learn more, and I'll see you on the next one.